children, the Lord told us a story to teach us about what heaven is like. It's a story about a wedding. So you can see, how is heaven like a wedding? What is the Lord teaching us in this story? Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew, part of chapter 22. And Jesus answering again said to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of the heavens is likened unto a man, a king, who made a wedding for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, but they were not willing to come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, 'Say to them who were called, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatlings are slaughtered, and all things are prepared. Come to the wedding.' But they, making light of it, went away, one to his own field and another to his merchandise. And the rest, taking hold of his servants, insulted them and killed them. And when the king heard, he was angry, and sending his armies, he destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he says to his servants, 'The wedding is indeed prepared, but they who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the crossroads of the roads, and as many as you find, invite them to the wedding.' And those servants, going out into the roads, gathered together all, as many as they found, both wicked and good. And the wedding was filled with people sitting down. And when the king came in to see the people sitting down, he saw there a man who had not put on a wedding garment. And he says to him, 'Fellow, how did you come in here not having a wedding garment?' And he was silenced. Then the king said to the ministers, 'Having bound him feet and hands, take him up and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few chosen.'" Amen. So, this is a story the Lord told to teach us about what heaven is like. What did the Lord teach us in this story? Well, one thing we can see is that we need to get ready to go to heaven. We can't just walk in. We need to put on a wedding garment. Like there was that man in the story who didn't bother to put on a wedding garment, and he didn't fit in there. And you can imagine if you had been out gardening and your hands were dirty and you had mud on your blue jeans and on your shoes and a sticky, hot, sweaty shirt on, and then you suddenly realized, oh, it's time for church. You jumped in the car, went to church, and you forgot to change your clothes. Well, you'd be sort of embarrassed. Or suppose you had been taking care of the barn, taking care of your cows or your pigs or something, feeding them, cleaning out their stalls, and suddenly, uh-oh, and you jumped in your car, and your boots had dirt on them, and you smelled like a barn. People would look at you and wonder, why did you not bother to change your clothes before you came to church? And you would be embarrassed. Or you can imagine, suppose suddenly you were in heaven. Right now, suddenly you were in heaven in a home where there are some children growing up, and you were going to introduce to those children, you were going to play with them. But what if suddenly, or after a while even, you started arguing with them or complaining about something or snitching some of their things? You would really feel embarrassed and feel like, I don't belong here. And you would be right. You wouldn't belong there. So you can see that we need to get ready for heaven. We need to practice acting like an angel so that when it's time to go to heaven, we're ready. And we can act like an angel, we can like acting like an angel, and we cannot want to do other things that angels don't do. That's what's meant by putting on wedding garments. And we can see other ways that heaven is like a wedding. For one thing, at a wedding, everybody's happy. That's like heaven. And there's lots of good things to eat. In the story, it told about the really nice dinner that the king prepared for everybody. That's like heaven. And we can see that people in heaven are beautiful and handsome, like a bride and a bridegroom. People are wearing their nicest clothes. Everyone in heaven is beautiful because they're full of the Lord's love. Another way that heaven is like a wedding is that the Lord loves the angels very much, and they love him. And the Lord calls himself the bridegroom and husband, and he calls the angels and the people of the church his bride and wife. He loves them very much, and they love him. That's like a wedding, isn't it? Another thing, the Lord invites us to come live with him. Come to my house and live with me forever. And we, on our side, we get to decide, do I want to come live in heaven with the Lord, or whether I'd rather live in hell? We get to make that choice. And in the story, there were a whole bunch of people who decided, no, I don't want to come to the wedding. I'd rather do my own thing. So we really get to make a choice. We have to choose to go to heaven. We don't just go there automatically. And that's also like a wedding, because in a wedding, a man asks a woman, will you please marry me? Will you please come live with me at my house? I want to take care of you and try to make you happy forever. And the woman, she gets to decide, is this a suitable man for me to marry or not? She gets to choose freely. That's like heaven. And another thing is, if we say yes to the Lord, yes, I do want to come live with you, then what happens is, as we practice putting on our wedding garments, we get to know who the Lord is better and better, and we get to love him more and more. And that's like a wedding too, because when a husband and wife get married and they work together, raising their children and doing all the other things, they get to know each other better and better, and they get to love each other more and more. So that's like a wedding too. Heaven is like a wedding. And if you think about this parable, I'll bet you can think of some more ways that heaven is like a wedding and a wedding reception and like a marriage. So let's work on putting on our wedding garments. Let's get ready for heaven by practicing doing what the Lord commands us and not doing the things the Lord tells us not to do, so that when the Lord's invitation comes, the king sends us his invitation, everything's ready, come to the wedding, we'll be ready, we'll be glad to come to his invitation. Amen.